What's up, guys? Episode 14 of the Complete Strength Podcast. Doing this one from my car today, this week. Just got back, just finished at the gym, so it's not been normal working hours due to the holiday period. So I hope everyone's had a good Christmas, or if you celebrate anything, or if you had some time off, hope you enjoyed it. Spent some time with people that you want to spend time with. Get some much needed some recovery time. So yeah, I've had a really, really good Christmas. Fortunate to spend it with people that I love spending time with. Get in touch with family. All the good things, really. I know everyone's not fortunate, or not everyone has a great family history, or they're not always together, but I'm very, very lucky to have a very close family. Both my side and my wife's side as well. So yeah, I've had some good, had a good catch up with everyone. We did some family meet up just before Christmas, which is always good. I always feel quite happy when I've got all my family in one room. Always feels nice. So yeah, carried on training throughout it. I had a day off on Christmas Day, but we trained. Well, I say we trained, me and Gail trained Christmas Eve. A couple of the guys who trained us normally came down Christmas Eve and got another session in. We did that 12 days of Christmas workout, which is a brutal workout. I have got it posted on my Instagram account if anyone wants to have a look at it. It's apoc_laves, L-A-V-E-S. Yeah, have a look on there. But yeah, definitely worth a go. I've been through a workout this morning. I did another circuit this morning, just to finish the week off with. Tomorrow I'll go away. We're very lucky to be spending New Year's over at Edinburgh. It's something that I see on TV every New Year's Eve, and I've always wanted to do it. Me and the wife have always wanted to. I've always talked about how great it would be. So it's like such an awesome atmosphere to be there in person, but we never quite get there. But we're lucky enough to get there this time. So looking forward to that. I'll have to record Jules Holland, because it's not New Year's Eve, you're not watching Jules Holland. So yeah, I've done that. The main bulk of what it's to talk about, really, I just need to have a little catch up, go over what I've done over the New Year. So I'm still trained, but you know, I've been a lot more relaxed. My diet's been more relaxed. I've not really eaten like a pig or eaten like an 8 year old, but if I've wanted to eat something, I've ate it, really. I've not restricted myself. I always kind of have December-ish, a couple of weeks in December, just to be a little bit relaxed, not to beat myself up over with food choices, because the rest of the year, I'm pretty good. I'm consistently better than I am consistently worse, and I'm happy with that. So I do have a little bit more relaxed. I do keep up my training. I really enjoy my training, so I still like to get some training and get my heart pumping a little bit. So I've done that. What I was to talk about as well was resolutions, because it is the time of the year when people start to make resolutions. And even though I do see both good sides and bad sides to it, I just wanted to go through my thoughts really on it. I mean, good points is there's always a chance to try and better yourself of what you've done the year before. If planned out and structured correctly, give yourself little milestones to hit. It can be a really important tool, because you know, you're setting yourself a goal. If you map out a route of how you're going to get there, then you've got more chance of succeeding. But a lot of the downside of it is a lot of resolutions don't work like that. A lot of resolutions have the approach of 100% in or 100% out. So it could be, right, I'm going to drop X amount of pounds or X amount of weight. That's the most common one. Another one is I want to get fit. They're usually the ones that people are aiming on. So either lose weight or get fitter. Another one might be, you might set himself for an event. So, you know, I want to do a marathon in, I don't even know when the bloody marathon is, but it's some kind of marathon. Or I want to do some obstacle event, which again is awesome. But then it's kind of setting the road up, laying those stones to get the way, to get where they want to be, so to be able to be in a good position or a good fitness state to achieve that goal. So if you're going to plan a resolution, don't just say, I'm going to do this, and then hope it happens. Maybe even don't go for something so bold. Why don't you try picking 50% of that? So what are doing marathon? Okay, what are doing marathon? You've never done anything like that before, and you're probably doing it because you've had a couple of extra sherries down here at Christmas Eve, and you're saying, right, sorry, I'm going to do a marathon. Maybe pick a half marathon, or maybe pick a 10K. Start small and work yourself up, because it's a lot easier to train and prepare yourself for a 10K than it is for 26 miles, is it? 26. Someone will correct me, I'm sure. As you can tell, I've never done a marathon. So yeah, set the goals a little bit smaller than you probably would do. And resolutions can work. But rather than calling resolutions, let's just call it a target for the year. Let's just call it a goal. Everyone does a big lead up to the event. So they might make the resolution halfway through December or even at the beginning of December and say, right, I'm going to do this. End of the month, that's it, I'm all in. And after a few weeks, it starts to, your resolve starts to wear a little bit. And that's when resolutions start failing. So just let's set a target for the year. Think of two or three things that you can think of to help get you to that goal. So if you're getting straight off, you're on the couch and you're getting ready to do a 10K, let's just start going for a walk. All right, 10 minutes a day, go out for a walk. You might at first, if you're really not used to doing any kind of activity, you might feel quite unfit. 10 minute walk is going to be tough. So let's start from that. When you've done from that, let's go for a 15 minute walk, 20 minute walk. Then we start looking at changing your route a little bit. Let's start going up hills. When you start going up hills and that starts to feel a little bit easier, let's go back to flat ground and maybe get a little bit of a jog going. When that started getting easier, let's go uphill, start a little bit of a jog going, but make the distance shorter. So you're only going for maybe 5 minutes. So you're like jogging up the hill, walking back down, jogging back up the hill again, walking back down. And you can do that for like 5, 10, 15 minutes. You'll notice then that your conditioning starts getting a lot better. And then you can start taking it from there. Really, really simple way of making a big goal a little bit more achievable. Make them a bit more specific, make them a little bit more measurable. You've all learned about the SMART targets. Flipping it, it's been a while since I've done these. Used to do these when I was teaching. And it was specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. Hey, what are you? Still remember it. So yeah, set yourself those like kind of targets. And that can work for anything, whether it's business-related, training-related, diet-related, friendship-related, relationships, could be anything. Take them into small little bits. I think that's it. All right, to do a short one, just while I was on my way home from the gym. Have a fantastic New Year's Eve, everyone. Have a great New Year's. Don't beat yourself up about any food choices or drink choices or, well, maybe relationship choices. Be careful. Don't get too drunk and make it and wake up next to someone that you don't really want to wake up next to. But that's a different topic. Have a good New Year's. I'll see you all in 2019 for another great year. And stay safe. Look after each other.